Hey, Dracula.
Yes, Dave.
Have you ever done something that makes you feel bad about yourself?
On a consistent basis.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Which brings me to this. Which brings me to Atomic Disaster Theater, Episode 3. I guess I should kind of clarify our position right now.
Yes, Dave, please. I'm very confused.
Okay, well, every time I listen back to our podcast, it makes me physically angry and disgusted and severely unentertained. But I figured out the problem. There is a terrible echo in this in the room in our little bomb shelter here where we record this podcast, and it makes me nuts. It's not the equipment per se. We could always get better equipment, but it's not that. I always had this feeling like it used to sound so much better, and it did, and that's because there's an echo in this room. So for the folks listening at home, I'm a minimalist. Minimal talent, minimal beauty, minimal will to live, really. Minimal income, minimal education. You get the idea. So, as you can imagine, my place of residence is pretty Spartan. I mean, I don't really I'm weird with walls, if that makes any sense. I think about quote unquote decorating and putting stuff up, and then I go, I can't do that. I'll make a mess. I'll make a mess. I will hurt walls, and then I will hurt myself. So, for the most part, I leave them barren, which means that there's a lot of flat surfaces in this room, which means there's echo aplenty. So that makes the podcast sound bad, which brings us to why Dracula and I are currently in a curious position. I saw something on YouTube. And a guy put a sheet over his head while he recorded to help with the echo. And I thought about it and I said, I have a sheet, I have a head, and I have echo. So 3 out of 3 ain't bad. So right now, as I speak, Count Dracula and myself are tucked neatly underneath a wintry bed sheet. To reduce echo, the things I do for you people, but it's really for me because I can't stand listening to the podcast back and hearing how awful it sounds with the echo. And even if I went out and got a mixer and a dynamic mic and all that stuff, to kind of help with background noise or whatever, it would probably still be there. And that's really probably the biggest problem I'm having because I didn't have this problem before. Anyway, I'm going on way too long about this already. So we're under a sheet. Dracula is sitting on my lap. I'm not sitting on his lap. Yeah, all right. All right, Dracula. I know you want to front, but whatevs. So just, I don't know, I'm scared. Are you scared?
A little. It's dark.
Wait a minute, you can't see in the dark? Aren't you nocturnal?
Yes, but I'm also old. I need to find my spectacles.
So you can't see too well right now?
Oh no, hardly anything, Dave. You're like this big, fat, bald, blurry outline.
So we're here under the covers and you can't really see anything. It's good to know. Good to know. Can you Can you feel things, Dracula?
God, yes.
Oh. Can you hold me real quick?
Only if you hold me back.
Okay, come here. Come here, big guy. Ooh. You're putting on a little weight, Dracula, in all the right places. So anyway, so I was trying to fix this problem without resorting to looking like a fucking idiot and feeling like one, too. Feeling like one hardcore as I sit here with a sheet over my head. And it's so stupid because, like, I was thinking about, like, how I could set up the like my desk where I have like little pillars where I could where I could put the sheet up like a princess bed. What are those beds, Dracula, where it's got like the thing, you know, that's there on all those movies they make about you where the maiden sleeps and then you sneak in the night and watch her sleep, just watch, allegedly. A four-post bed, and it's got the little like thing on the canopy or whatever. I was trying to build one, and I'm just sitting there, and I get so upset because I know the problem, and I know what I have to do, and I took steps to. If you hear shuffling, that's me moving around under the sheet. I know what I got to do, or what would help anyway. So I picked up some of those sound panels. I got like 12 of those foamy sound panels that you see in videos of people who know what they're doing. And I've been meaning to kind of get something like that for a really long time because that would probably help, if not eliminate my problem, so I wouldn't have to record underneath a sheet per se. But so I picked up some of that, and I knew exactly what would happen. I'd get them in the mail, and then I'd be like, all right, I have them. Now what the fuck am I going to do with these things? Because I don't know how to put stuff up. I don't know how to hang up anything. I'm not I was going to say industrious. Is that the right word? I'm not a handy person. I can't do this. I'll put them up all crooked and dumb. And I can't, here's the thing. I'm very strange with walls. I hate putting holes in walls. Like I don't use thumbtacks for anything. I have like one thing hanging up in my place here, and I use those like 3M. I almost said GM. Is it GM or is it 3M? Does 3M still exist? What does 3M make? Don't know. But they have these things called command strips, and they're like these little not Velcro, but like these glue strips. I don't know what they're for, hanging shit up without damaging a wall. And I used like two of them to hang up something. So I was thinking about using those. But those aren't going to stick onto foamy things, are they? That's the technical term. Foamy things. Of course, because we're all about technical things here at Atomic Disaster Theater. So I'm trying desperately not to do this. I'm trying desperately not to record underneath a sheet because A, it's hot in here, so take off all your clothes, and B, it's kind of sexy in here. Don't you think, Dracula?
Not in the least bit, buddy.
You're a little icy to start, but something tells me as the temperature warms up under here, so will you. So anyway, that's where we're at. And it makes me nuts because I don't want to have to like stick these things all over the walls because I'm going to put them up crooked and I'm going to put them up stupid and it's going to be wrong and they're all going to fall off and I'm going to end up with giant holes in my walls from where my fists and where my head are going to go through them. So I need an adult to come do this for me. I was thinking what they should do. Hold on. I have to adjust my studio here. So ridiculous, so stupid. When my father and my mom, and they held me as a child, and they're like, this is our boy, I wonder what kind of wonderful things he'll do. This is the answer to that. It's a grim life. Anyway, so I was thinking, you know what would be neat? If why don't they just do like a, you know, a changing screen, like those little folding things where you change and stuff. Just do something like that. Oh my God, I should have probably paused it before I went old and had to clear my throat real quick. But anyway, do something like that with a changing screen, a little folding screen that you could put out on a desk. And it's got the foamy bits, like it's all foamy and stuff. So you can kind of just set it out on your desk and make like a makeshift little studio thing without having to put crap up on walls. Because I was watching reviews, and of course videos are like, they're like, well, you can get those shitty little foam square things that are pretty cheap, or you could spend $75 per panel and get these nice canvas things that professionals use. And that's my thing. See, I get to a point. I know myself very well, because believe me, I've had my hands everywhere, just everywhere. And when there's a problem, the first thing I'll do is make it worse. And then I'll get to a point where, like, okay, an initial Dave reaction to Dave, there's a problem. It's all right, how can we solve this as cheaply and as easily as possible? Because I can't do anything by myself. And I'm sad and poor. So I'll look for like a real cheap, real easy solution. If there is not one, a cheap and easy solution, I'll go for an easy, expensive solution. Like I will pay somebody to do something I cannot rather than go through the horrors of failure. I'm just too used to those. So there's that. And then finally, if that can't be done, I'll do things the hard way and spend as much money as humanly possible. Like, I'll get obsessed where it's like, all right, now I don't give a fuck and I'm going to spend whatever I need to get what I want. And this is the cause of my destruction, as well as sugars. So I'll get to a point where I'm just like, all right, screw it. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I will buy your fucking $75 for a fucking panel of black cloth just to hang up on my wall, a bunch of these fucking things so I can fix this problem. And I don't care if I have to spend $1,200 to do it. And I shouldn't be like that. So I really want to try to make these foam panel things work, because I do not want to record under a sheet because it makes me feel bad about myself and others. And I did this and I played it back a couple of times and it does sound better. There's not the echo isn't, you know, it's not overwhelming or anything like that. My voice, it's more direct because it's not like bouncing all over the walls and stuff. But I mean, I don't know. It also like means the mic probably picked up all those disgusting sounds my stomach just made. That's not hot. I mean, that Dracula's stomach made.
Dave, you know damn well my stomach does not work because I am dead.
You got me. Hey, Dracula, you know, I saw somebody actually said they record their podcast in their closet. They go in their closet and they said, like, with all the clothes and stuff hanging, it's like great for absorbing sound and whatnot, and that's where they record. So, do you you want to go snuggle up? I mean, go record a podcast in the closet real quick?
No, Dave, I don't. This is just fine for now as a temporary solution where I am not sitting on your lap.
Well, Dracula, you know what the best part about going into a closet with me is? Do you?
Oh boy, we're doing jokes now. I don't know, Dave. What is the best part of going into a closet with you?
Coming out of the closet with me. You sure? You sure you don't want to, you know? I see you're biting your lip a little bit. You're thinking about it. It's in your mind. It's in your head there. The little alien egg is implanted. It'll burst out of you soon. Sexy little alien. Hmm? Come on. Come on. Psst, psst, psst,
psst. I'm not the cat.
Oh. Okay. I was thinking about getting a cat. You want to get a cat, Count Dracula? Do you think a cat would be great?
Wait a minute. Didn't we have a cat?
We used to have a lot of things, Count Dracula. We used to have a lot of things.
Oh. I don't know, Dave. What's with all this cat fever?
I've had it for a while now. Because I love cats. I do. But I realized something. The older I get... Oh, wait. Let me finish up with this sound thing. Because it's bothering me. And I'm so close to being done. And I don't want to get soundtracked. So a little changing, like a little changing screen thing. I think that would be great. Don't they have those? They have to. They have to have. I saw they sold like a box, an actual box with those foam pad things that just goes around the mic. It looked so stupid. It was like this Borg cube, like a little mini kind of studio that just goes directly around the microphone. And I don't know. I'll probably end up getting something like that because I know this is going to be a disaster, me trying to put these foam panels up, and it's not going to work. I've already, when I ordered them, I said, this isn't going to work, but I got them anyway. And then they came and I opened them and I said, this really isn't going to work. And then I'm going to try. And then I'm just going to do drugs. That's my plan for the evening here. When we're done, passing out under this little tent in our grim camping trip that we've made for ourselves here on the podcast. But it's just, I want it easy. Just give me, just somebody, if somebody could just have a wall, just sell me a wall that already has those things on them, because I don't want to hang them up. I really don't. I'm going to end up messing up my walls. I'm going to end up messing my life. Give me a wall. I will pay you. I will pay you for a wall. When I'm done with this, I'm going to look for that, because somebody had to have done that. A little foldy thing, like about desk length, that you could just pop up and do your anyway. Cats. Go see Cats again. I love cats. I do. But the older I get, the more I realize I'm a neat freak, and it's getting worse. Like, I don't recall being like this. But as I get older, I get more and more weird about things being neat and things being clean. I all jokes aside, I do believe in the minimalist philosophy to a point. I watched a really great documentary a long time ago about minimalism, and pretty much it's pretty simple. It's just having things in your life, having everything in your life be important to you, and saying that everything that you possess means something. So you could, you know, walk around your place and pick something up and say, okay, this is important to me, and that's why I have it. And not having a lot of excess crap. That's great, because I don't know. I really, really relate to that. And also, I can't afford a lot of crap. So it's good. Because instead of saying, hi, I'm Dave, I'm poor, I could say, hi, I'm Dave, I'm a minimalist. See, I'm very spiritual. Like, everything I have, like, means something to me. It's not because I can't afford it. Like, I can afford some really rad cool stuff. I just don't want to, because I need everything to mean something. And this is why I don't get sex. So the older I get, the less I have. But it's good. Like, it's good. I think that I enjoy knowing where everything is. I enjoy not having an overwhelming amount of junk and trash. There's something about that kind of bothers me. And I remember when I moved out here, from New Jersey to Indianapolis, Indiana, I threw out so much shit just flat out, I threw shit out. I sold shit. I just got rid of so much stuff before I came out here. And it felt so good to do that. And I do my best to kind of keep it simple. So I don't have a lot of stuff on my walls and stuff, hence the terrible echo, hence why we're currently under a sheet. This doesn't really... How does this fit into me wanting a cat? Okay, so when I think about it, getting a cat, it's kind of the opposite because I'll need a whole bunch... I'll need to get a whole bunch of new shit for this cat. So it's not, you know... I was going to say tearing itself apart, but that doesn't make sense. I don't think that's a behavior cats are known to do. Take a cat to the vet and say, my cat's tearing itself apart. What do I do? And they'll probably say, well, Dave, you can stop touching it the way you do. And I'll say, but the way I do is fun. And then they'll call the cops. So anyway, So being along with being a minimalist, I'm also a neat freak, and I like to have things orderly and organized. I'm old. I'm no fun. I don't go anywhere. I sit here. I do this, and I get mad. So the circle is complete. I've mastered it. I've become Livia Soprano in 39 years. Before 40, I'm already an old ass man. And I remember. Quick side note. When I was in high school, somebody said to me. I was like a freshman I was a freshman in high school. Somebody said to me, Dave, somebody told me that you have the face of a 40-year-old man. And I said, that's cool. Like, I was fine with that. I wasn't mad. I mean, that's not a nice thing to tell a 14 or 15-year-old kid. But I couldn't be mad. I couldn't be like, fuck that, I'm hot. Like, I can't. You can't say that, right? I accepted it. Like, I wasn't mad or shocked or offended. I just kind of nodded and was like, yeah, that's fair. I mean, you know, you're stern, but you're fair. I've always said that about you. Stranger who just came up to me and said this. So even as a kid, I was an old shit. And, you know, it just kind of happens. Well, no, it just kind of happened since I was a kid. Anyway, I was born old. Is what I'm trying to tell you. So being a neat, really just a unhealthily, I think, neat person, that and pets don't really mix too well. I love cats so much. Cats are great. I absolutely love them. I'm much more a cat person than a dog person because most dogs, they hate my guts. A lot. Most dogs really despise me. And I don't know why. Like, I try to be nice. I don't like dogs per se. I think they're, well, dogs are dumb. They're stupid. They're real stupid. But they're cool. They can be pretty neat. Like, greyhounds are really cool. I wouldn't like any dog. But if I had to have one, I would probably get a greyhound. Greyhounds are really cool. They're sleek. And they're thin and they're quick, very much like me. I mean, it's just very similar. We're very similar similar breeds, I guess you can say. I think if I was a dog, I'd probably be what's like a stupid dog. I'd probably be like one of those Beethoven dogs. They look sloppy and dumb, and just stupid. Like, they just take up a great amount of space, but don't do much. But don't they St. Bernard, they save people, though. Aren't they good? That they give people booze? They have those cool things around their neck that I should get. I should get one of those, like, canteen-looking, what are those things? The barrels that they wear around their neck? I don't know. Fuck them. But, cats. Cats are pretty cool. But I need to get a whole bunch of shit. And, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was actually... I was waiting for Best Buy to open so I could buy a video game. And I think the next episode we do is going to be mainly about video games. So you got a lot to talk about as far as video games go. I was waiting for Best Buy to open, and there was a PetSmart right next door. So I was in there, and I was looking at the cats they had for adoption. And I'm going to be particular with my cat. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to get one, but I have thought heavily about this. And if I do get a cat, it has to be all black or as close to all black as possible. Like if there's a little bit of white on it or whatever, I'm not going to make too much of a fuss, but it needs to be a black cat. And I've already named it. So I guess that pretty much says it's only a matter of time before I get a cat and then freak out because it's messing up my perfect, orderly, lawful, neutral life here. I'm going to name it Princess Death Meow because that's what I want. I was going to name it Princess Death Meow, or I was going to get a really cute little kitten and call it Buzzsaw. Because I think Buzzsaw is a great name for a little cute kitten. Like, here's a cute, adorable little animal named Buzzsaw. And as we know, Buzzsaw is my nickname that people call me. Have called me all my life, really, ever since I was a child. I earned that nickname in Little League practice, where I was the toughest little bastard out there. So my coach took me aside and he said, "Dave, I'm gonna call you Buzzsaw, and so is everybody else. And this is gonna happen in your life."
"Dave, none of that happened. You never played Little League. You never had a coach, and he certainly didn't like you. And nobody has ever called you Buzzsaw except yourself in episode one."
You know, Dracula, when you're undercover, you're a little cranky. And I don't appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, cats. I like them. And I want one. But I don't want it to mess up my shit. And that's the thing. You don't know. Because, see, I remember when I was a kid, we had two cats in my house. And we had two cats. One lived to be 19 years old, and the other one lived to be 21 years old. And it was a very sad story when my 21-year-old cat died. He was driving home from the bar celebrating his 21st birthday, and he wrapped his car around a telephone pole. It was really sad. But you know, the family pulled through. We pulled through. So I think that's pretty good. I mean, in my life, I've had two cats. One lived to 19, one lived to 21. That's pretty cool. That's good, right? But we got them, like, okay, don't get mad at me. Like, I didn't do this, but the cats were declawed. Like, we didn't know. It was, like, a terrible thing to do, and I know it's bad. And if I had a cat, when I get it, well, I'm just going to say when, because it's going to be sooner or later. When we get a cat here, Drac and I.
Oh, here we go again with the Drac.
Just, come on, stop. Will you give me something? Dracula, either call me Buzzsaw or let me call you Drac. Those are your only options. Or, we don't have to do either of those and we can go. You can go in the closet with me for about 5 minutes. 5 minutes in heaven.
Oh, God. Give me time to think, okay?
Fine. Pick your poison. So, yeah, I know it's bad and it's terrible now. I mean, at the time I didn't. I was like, oh, you can get them declawed. All right, our vet was like, come on, please let me do it. Please, I'll do it for free. I'll pay you. I'll give you $20 if you let me rip your cat's claws out. And we're like, all right, Jesus, fine. $20 buys a lot of milkshakes. So, or like three, maybe. So if I get a cat, you know, it's going to have claws. I mean, I would get a cat that was already declawed. Like, I wouldn't do it. I would not declaw a cat. But if I saw a black cat that was declawed, I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me the fucking cat with no claws, please. That way I could smack it around. I mean, not worry about it scratching Dracula's stuff. Because I'm selfless. Very much so. Very much so. So, yeah, so I want a black cat. I want to name it Princess Death Meow. So that would mean it would have to be a girl, obviously, or it would be confused. if it wasn't, and I was calling it that. And I don't want to confuse animals. Because the whole gender fluidity thing, I don't know how that would fly in the animal kingdom. I'll ask Marty Stalford. I'm Marty Stalford, and I'm sure you don't get the reference of what I'm getting at here. But it's an animal joke. It's an animal joke, and it's an old person. It's an old person animal joke is what that is. cat, yeah, cats. So I want to get a cat, but they're not mess. They're about as clean an animal as you can get, as you can hope for, really. Besides, like a fish, and fish are kind of annoying. I love fish too, but they are kind of annoying because you know there's a lot involved, I guess, if you want to take care of a fish properly. Anyway, so it looks like a cat it's going to be. That means they're going to have to get a lot of stuff. And so I was at PetSmart, and I saw, I was looking at the cats, and I said, all right, I'm going to show some discipline here. And I'm not going to just go in there and be wooed by a cat and walk out of here with it. It's going to have very certain skills, very certain cat skills. It's going to need to be black. It's going to need to be female, because if I'm going to call it Princess Death Meow, it's going to have to be a black cat. So I went in there, and sure enough, there was a – and it can't be a kitten. I'm not going to get a kitten because kittens are dicks, and you don't know what kind of psychopath you're going to get. I want a cat that's a little older, like that, or that's not a kitten. I want, like, a cat that's – like, it's got to be, like, about 2 years old or so, or a little older than that. No kittens. No kittens. No women, no kids, no kittens, as – our code says. So I walked into PetSmart, and I was like, okay, this is good. I have, I'm very specific about what I'm looking for, so odds are they won't have it. Of course, they had a 2-year-old all-black female cat there. And I was like, fuck you, life. So I went in there, and I started petting the black cat. It was a very sweet cat, very sweet cat. And was starting, well, not starting all kinds of shit, but was like completely talking trash to this other cat there. They were like going to get into it. And the lady there who was running the whole adoption center was like, oh, you don't have any, if you're going to get her, you don't have any other cats, right? And I was like, no, I'll only have one. I only want one. And she was like, oh, good. That's perfect, because she loves people but hates other cats. And I was like, that's so badass. That's so great. To have like a because, you know, you get an animal and then you're like, oh, I bet they're lonely. We need to get 6 more. And then you have, you know, everybody's piss reeking house by the end of the day. So I only want one. I'm fine with one. Just sell me a wall and give me a cat. God damn it, is what I'm trying to say here. So I was petting the cat, and I was like, God, this is so perfect. This is so great. This is what I want. Black cat, about 2 years old, female, Princess Death Meow. It's good. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? No, not today. What do we say to the god of buying cats? What do we say to the god of cat adoption? Not today. And, I'm glad I didn't get it, because I thought about it. And if I would have adopted that cat then and there, I would have had to buy all the cat stuff then and there too. And then I would have had to set everything up. And like, it would have been kind of stressful and very rushed and very, what's the word? Impulsive, and not in a good way. Impulsive in a bad way, though. Impulsive is rarely good. I can't think of many impulsive things I've done in my life that have been great. I've never just impulsively started doing push-ups, for example. And if I did, that would probably benefit me a lot. But we all know that's not going to happen. Impulsively buying 5 pizzas? Yeah, that'll get me. That'll happen from time to time. That's a pretty routine impulsivity. But so I didn't get the cat. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I want to do this right. And also, in what, like next week, or so, I think, around a week. I'm gonna be going home for a week. I'm gonna be flying back to New Jersey for a week for vacation to meet some family. It's gonna be nice. So I wouldn't want to get a new cat and then just be like, all right, sweet, and I'm off for a week. Bye bye, cat. And setting up somebody to come, like, you know, check on it and stuff like that. It's like what I'll do. I'll try to be an adult for once in my life, and I will really think hard on it. And then when I'm back from my vacation, if I really still want a cat, I'll collect cat things. And, like, I will set everything up first so the place is cat ready. And then when I go adopt a cat, everything will be already in place for it. So I think that's the adult thing to do for once in my life. It took me 39 years, but I think I almost kind of sort of did something right. And I'm still not even sure if I'm going to actually get the cat because of me being a neat freak and stuff and having to deal with, like, you know, what if this, what if that, what if it's just a destructive shithead, what if blah, 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 it's going to scratch up all my stuff and yada, yada, yada. And I like coming home and knowing that everything's going to be where I left it. That's pretty important to me. And with an animal in the house, it's always kind of a toss-up as to what you're going to come home to destroyed or broken or, you know, pissed on or whatever. So, this one really hysterical story about my cat from a long time ago. One time I came home from work and my cat had knocked over a framed picture of my brother. It was on the framed picture of my brother was on the floor with a line of puke on the picture. So my cat had to have knocked over a picture frame of my brother and then threw up on it. As if, like, knocking it over isn't bad enough. I guess my cat hated my brother. But that was so funny. I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. So then I threw up on it, too. So then I knocked over a picture of my parents and just I dropped trowel and just went to town on it. But that cracked me up. Oh, that was so funny coming home and seeing that. I could just picture my cat drunkenly staggering, like, who the fuck is this guy? Oh, it was great. It was awesome. Really great stuff. So anyway, that brings us to politics. Because what is atomic disaster theater about, if not cats and politics and going into a sexy, sexy closet with Count Dracula?
Dave, please stop grinding your hips like that.
Dracula. Dracula. Count Gronkula. these hips don't lie, man. Always honest with you. Especially you. So politics. I'm not a... Before we start, I'd just like to preface this by saying... I'm not a political person. Honestly, I don't care. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I don't support Republicans. I don't support Democrats. I don't really support any system or party per se because it's kind of silly. It's kind of silly to take an all-encompassing I'm a this, therefore I believe that stance on things, I guess. Chris Rock had a great line about this some time ago in one of his stand-up routines. I don't remember which one. But he said, I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. There's some things I'm conservative about and there's some things I'm liberal about. And if you stick your beliefs into one ideal or another, it's kind of silly. And it's true. I'm paraphrasing here. He said it a lot more funny, as you might imagine. So... I jive with that. I like that because we're in a place right now where humanity's never been more punchable. I think it's a testament to the success of our nation that we can sit around and bullshit about who's offended about what. You're kind of living the good life if you have time to do that and you're not worrying about your daily survival, right? I mean, I know I joke about being poor and shit like that, but like I can eat hot food. That's pretty great. I have water and I have a bed to sleep in. So, you know, all told, at the end of the day, I'm doing pretty well for myself. And odds are pretty good if you're listening to this, you are too. So the fact that, like, we have the time to bicker back and forth on Twitter and that people can go on and on about how horrible and unfair this country is, like, all right, the fact that you have time to do that says a lot, really, when you if you want to think about things in a more if you want to kind of step back and look at it from a wider perspective. So I don't go with any political party. I think all politicians are bullshit no matter what. The only difference is the only question is how bad are you? How bad is it in your soul, right? Because you have to have a certain, it's like the mob, right? You have to, or no, not the mob. What am I thinking of? You remember Training Day, right? Great movie. Training Day, where Denzel Washington is this like narcotics cop, and he's teaching this rookie cop, he's showing him the ropes. So then like him and a bunch of his other cop friends, like they go and they kill some guy and it's bad and they're not supposed to do it. And they're crooked. They're all crooked pretty much. So they go and they kill this guy and they steal his money and they're all going to split it between themselves. And the new guy's like, what are you guys doing? This isn't in the handbook. And then they all kind of look at him and Denzel Washington takes him aside and is like, look, you have to have a little bit of dirt on you so that your friends, your cop friends trust you. Like they're everybody's dirty and you have to be dirty too, just so they know you're one of us and they can trust you. So just take this money, shut up, don't tell anybody what we're doing. And then, you know, people will know you're okay. And that's politics, give or take. So it's just a matter of like, how bad are you? How low is your humanity today? And the lower your humanity is, the higher you're able to rise in politics. No, I'm not saying that politicians don't go in it for good reasons. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of politicians who honestly start in this kind of career path, or journey or whatever you want to call it, because being a politician wasn't supposed to be a career. It was supposed to be some bullshit. It was an added responsibility. Like back in the, you know, whatever, I'm not a historian or anything, but back in when government started, being a politician was not like a full-time thing. It was like, I'm a fucking farmer, and this is something, this is my duty to serve as a politician. You're not supposed to make a rad, wicked, cool living off it and make a ton of money. That's kind of not the point, and probably why things are as bad as they are. But anyway, God, I almost started coughing. Hold on. I swallow my drool a lot because my insides are just completely fucking awful. I probably shouldn't clued you in on that. But yeah, my insides are just as bad as my outsides, trust me. So when I see a politician, I think, okay, well, here's a scumbag. But what kind of scumbag? And I get it. Like, I understand. It's like, these people are playing a really, really dangerous, high-risk, crazy game. It's insane. And to play an insane game, you got to be a little crazy yourself. So I don't begrudge them for being scumbags. I understand it goes with the territory. Again, how dirty do you want to get? And the longer you're in it, the dirtier you are by association. In order to move policy, you have to do some pretty shitty things. And that's just like in any business or really any Anything where the stakes are high. Like if you look at any CEO of any company that's successful anyway, they didn't get there being nice. You can take any successful business, go to the top of that business, and you'll find they did something along the way kind of subhuman to get there. Because that's how you succeed. You slit somebody else's throat and then you step on their body. That's how you get ahead in a lot of ways. And that's just kind of how it is. All right. I mean, I'm not for it per se, but I get it. I understand. And politics really is no different. Which brings us to the president, Donald Trump. Now, I'm a big fan of the original Batman from 1989 with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. Love that movie. Love that Joker. So there's a great part in that near the end where Batman's fighting the Joker. And earlier in the movie, a young Joker, before he turns into the Joker, Jack Napier's lungs killed Batman's family. How a pair of lungs can hold a pistol is beyond me, but this is a supervillain we're talking about. So earlier in the movie, a young pre-Joker, Jack Napier, shoots Bruce Wayne's family and then runs off into the night. And then Bruce Wayne becomes Batman and then fight on a rooftop. And there we go. So Batman's beating the living shit out of the Joker. And he kind of reveals... It's revealed that, you know, Joker was the one that killed Batman's parents. So Batman, or no, Joker, he's getting the crap beat out of him. And in an earlier confrontation, Batman kind of like, Joker fell into some weird acid that made him all freaky and weird. And so that was like kind of sort of Batman's fault. So at the end of the movie, they meet. And Joker is getting beat up, and he says to Batman, he's like, but you made me. And then Batman points at him and says, you made me first. And that right there, those couple of seconds of dialogue, that interaction between the Dark Knight and the Joker sums up where we are in politics. Okay? Donald Trump is an idiot. He's a scumbag. He's a criminal, right? And he is a direct answer to the general, what's the word I want to use? Pussiness of modern culture, right? Of the whole, like, just waiting to be offended. I don't want to say the term snowflake because it's completely overused, but you know what I'm getting at, right? The mob of people who pour through everyone's life looking for any little offense, anything that can be taken this way or that way, to point it out and to morally castigate them and say, look, everybody, look, I found something that somebody said that was maybe a little bit off color and they need to apologize and we're all offended about everything, right? So what comes out of that? You made me first, right? So to combat that, we vote in a fucking maniac who says the most outlandish, offensive, stupid shit possible. And that only emboldens the other side to get more and more sensitive and more outraged and more stupid and lame, which emboldens the other side to get more and more right wing, more and more in your face, more and more blunt and stupid and dumb. And both sides are dumb because we're into the realm of extremes now. And to combat one extreme, the other side goes even further into their extreme. So now you have two completely opposite ends of the spectrum, and it's just moronic, right? And it's encapsulated, I think, perfectly in those couple of seconds of dialogue. You made me first. That's what we have here. Now, when Donald Trump's presidency was taken seriously, I knew that was the end. And I said so. It's on record, me saying, because I forget what episode of my old podcast it was, but I was talking about Donald Trump's presidential bid, and I was like, this is really serious. Is this really happening? Well, then we're doomed. He might as well win, because the fact that we've come this far means that it's over. It's kind of like, remember that one California mayoral election from a couple years ago, where like that porn star with the giant tits, Mary Carey, was running for, is she dead? I remember I thought she was pretty. Hold on, let me look her up. Am I thinking of the right person? Yeah, I do think she's pretty. I mean, just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think she's got a nice face. It's possible she, all right, forget what I said. Just leave me alone. So remember that there was like a race for California mayor, and like Gary Coleman ran and Mary Carey. It was like this big circus, just absurd show of weirdos and Carrot Top. Carrot Top had nothing to do with it. He fit in the picture in my head of this rogues gallery of people running for mayor. And it was obviously ridiculous. Like, when I heard Donald Trump was, people were taking him seriously, to like, I pictured him in that group. I was like, wow, this is nuts. Like, this can't happen. This can't be taken seriously. And as soon as it was, I was like, well, he may as well win, because it's that bad that it's being taken seriously to begin with, if that makes any sense. But here's the thing. And this is kind of a compliment in a way, in a strange way. It's going to seem like an insult, but I'm not issuing it as an insult. It's actually kind of a compliment. With Donald Trump, no wait, bold statement. I'm going to make a statement. Donald Trump is the most, without question, he is the most honest politician in the history of politics in this country. And I'm going to tell you why. How long have you known that Donald Trump is an annoying idiot? I think anybody who's being honest would say since 1989. When Batman came out. On a side note, I mean, hasn't Donald Trump always been associated with being like, in the 80s, it was like, wow, Donald Trump, he's cool. He's got a lot of money. He runs these hotels and blah, blah, blah. And then like, as the years went on, they all went bankrupt. And it's like, oh boy, he's just a fuck up. He's a stupid fuck up. And then he got that show. And then he was like, wow, he's an idiot too. He's a fuck up. He's an idiot. And yikes, what a dumbass. Perhaps he will lead us. And when you see Donald Trump, like, there's no excuse. When he ran in 2016, right? That was the year, right? Yeah, something like that. When he ran, you can't be surprised. You couldn't have voted for him and now been like, oh my God, he's an idiot. I voted for a fucking moron. Because you knew, no matter what he said, no matter what he did, you knew he was a lying, scumbag, criminal idiot. You knew he was incompetent. You knew he was a dirtbag. You knew he was annoying. Since before he even ran for president, there's no surprise here. You got exactly what you voted for. Whereas, you know, a lot of politicians, they'll promise you all this stuff, and then they get in office and you're like, wow, that's my guy. That's, you know, he's going to make a difference. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And then he lied the whole time, and then he doesn't do any of that shit, and then you're hurt. And you're like, oh man, I thought this guy was a human. Can you say that about Donald Trump? Did you really not know, right? Did you really think he'd be on the up and up, straight and narrow? Of course not. He's a clown. He's an idiot. He's a dumbass. He's corrupt. He's a maniac. But guess what? Every single person knew that. And it's kind of like, well, have your medicine now. Like, go ahead, take your medicine. This is what we got. Let's go for it. Now, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I hope he does terrible. I hope he fails, blah, blah, blah. He's the leader of the country, man. Like, my country. Like, I live here. If things go real bad here, that affects me too. So I hope he does. I when he got in, I was like, wow, that's wild. And that's ridiculous. But I sure hope he does great. Because if he does great, somehow, I hope that, I mean, he's a scumbag and he's a con artist and he's a schemer. Hopefully he can scheme and scam the world and trick the world into like making America like successful and really great and really cool, because I live in America and I want us to win. I want us to do well. Right? You should want your country to do well, even if the guy you wanted in the White House didn't get there. Doesn't that make sense? And I don't want this to come off like I'm trashing Republicans or anything like that. I trash all politicians. I'm sure Obama was a fucking scumbag. I'm sure Bush was a scumbag. I'm sure every president that you all, again, Jake, just take the money. You need a little bit of dirt on you so everyone can trust you. And some politicians have a little dirt and some have a lot. But guess what? They all have it. They all have it. Unfortunately, we elected Linus from the Peanuts comic strip into the White House. But, again, and I can't stress this enough, you fucking knew exactly the type of guy you were getting. So you can't complain. You really can't. And that's kind of my thoughts on it. And Donest? Okay, we'll go with that. Donest Trump is the most truthful politician ever. And I thought about it, and I think, well, that's ridiculous. He's got no political experience whatsoever. That should not be. You should have some kind of political experience if you want to hold the highest political office in the land, right? And then I thought, like, well, isn't the point of a president that it could be anyone? Like, wasn't that the original point where it's like, it's not a king. You know, you don't need a pedigree or anything. Anybody born in this country can ascend to the presidential office. Isn't that kind of the dream that the forefathers have? But I'm sure if they dreamed that and then knew that people like Donald Trump were going to exist in the future, they would have been like, chill on that whole part. You know what? Maybe a king's not such a bad idea. Let's try and keep Dave out of office. How about that? Sometimes, every now and again, the peasants are peasants for a reason, or 12, or 8. And just like that, it's about an hour, Count Dracula. Atomic Disaster Theater, under wraps, under cover, under stress, under loved. You know what, Dracula? I think that maybe, just maybe, being under wraps like this, under the sheets with you, I think it's brought us closer together. What do you say, buddy? You want a French kiss, just a little bit? Some of that?
Dave, if you ever flick your tongue at me like that again, I'm going to knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
You are really uptight. I gotta tell you. I mean, I'm here. I'm trying to be friendly. Ooh, is it getting hot under these covers? I'm going to take my shirt. Oh, God. Just please. I'm out of here. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Turn the podcast off. Turn it off.